What this legislation did was it said if a private citizen believes that having been victimized by terrorism, that another country didn't do enough to stop one of its citizens, for example, in engaging in terrorism, then they can file a personal lawsuit, a private lawsuit in court. The problem with that is that if we eliminate this notion of sovereign immunity, then our men and women in uniform around the world could potentially start seeing ourselves subject to reciprocal laws, right? So if you have a situation where we're doing disaster relief in the Philippines or Haiti, and a traffic accident happens where tragically a citizen of that country is killed, if they pass the same kind of legislation that we just passed, now potentially that family in that country could start suing the United States. They might say, we're going to take jurisdiction over that individual. And the concern that I've had has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia per se or my sympathy for 9/11 families. It has to do with me not wanting a situation in which we're suddenly exposed to liabilities for all the work that we're doing all around the world, and suddenly finding ourselves subject to the private lawsuits in courts where we don't even know exactly whether they're on the up and up in some cases. I'm concerned, and this is not just my concern. General Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said this is a bad idea. Secretary of Defense said it was a bad idea. And then we found out some of the people who voted for it said, frankly, we didn't know what was in it. And there was no debate of it. And it was, you know, basically a political vote. I understand that. But, you know, my job as commander-in-chief is to make sure that we're looking ahead at how this is going to impact our overall mission. Because what this also means is, this time in Saudi Arabia, but let's say that there's a terrorist who comes here from Great Britain, our closest ally, we do all kinds of work with them to prevent terrorism, but they've got some people, like they're radicals who are living in our country, who may be British citizens. They come here, they carry out something. Now, under this legislation, somebody who had been harmed by that terrorist could sue the British government and start asking for all kinds of documents and sending in a bunch of trial lawyers. And by the way, last point I'd make, if we know that a country was helping a terrorist, then we call them a state sponsor of terrorism. And they don't have immunity, and you can sue them anyway. But that's a judgment that we make based on the intelligence that we have, based on our military assessment. In this situation, we did not make such an assessment that Saudi Arabia was a state sponsor of terrorism. This is taking that out of our military and our intelligence and the hands of our national security professionals and putting it into the courts. And that's a mistake.